Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, everybody. Tune in, got up, ready to spend some time in the Word, spend some time with the Lord. Oh, man, I love that. Listen, if you're up and you got your radio on this morning, that's a blessing. And let me tell you something else. That's obedience. You might have thanks. You might think, oh, just turn on radio, listen to this guy preach a little bit. That's obedience, man. That's the spirit. The devil didn't tell you turn your radio on, listen to the Word of God. You got to think about that. God is pleased when you seek Him. When you draw, it doesn't matter how, preferably in your word. Let me back up and say this now. I would rather you, before you do anything else, spend your own personal quality time with Him in His word. God and His word are one. In the beginning was the word. And where was the word now? The word was with God, and the word was God. So if you're going to spend time with God, I'd prefer you spending in the word first. Then spend it with me, spend it with the people that were just on, spend it with anybody on this program. I would say spend it with some TV preachers. There's some good ones out there, and there's some bad ones out there. So you got to get in your word to have the discernment to know what you're listening to. The Bible says take heed what you hear. So once you get in the word, you'll have the discernment to know if you're listening to good teaching or bad teaching. The word will teach you all things. The spirit will teach you all things. Good morning! Hey, I'm fired up. Listen, let me tell you something. God woke me up at 6:28. This is a true story. I had the alarm set for 6:30. 6:28, God said, get up. I want to show you something. So listen to this. Me being a man, I opened my eyes, laid in bed, and said, all right, Lord, I'm up. He said, no, get up. I want to show you something. So in other words, there was an obedience. Me just laying there with my eyes up and going, okay, I'm up. He said, no, I told you get up. So I had to physically get up. I went in the kitchen and half asleep, no coffee yet, couldn't have see, and God showed me something. And I'm going to show it to you this morning. This is profound. This is unreal. I was so impressed. God is so wise. Now, without Him, I can do nothing. Let me make this clear. This is all the Lord. All right, look, let me go over a couple things real quick. Listen right now. Call somebody, tell them, tune in. I want people to learn the oracles of God. I want them to hear from the Holy Spirit, and I want them to learn how God operates. This morning, WCNO.com, that's WCNO on your computer, .com. You'll see a big microphone says listen live or live broadcast. Click it. You're in right now. Anywhere. Call them anywhere. Bahamas, I don't care. Call them anywhere. Say, turn in, man. Get up. Put on your computer. Let's get with the Lord this morning. Let's spend a few times with God. On demand, anytime, WCNO.com. Click on demand. A little calendar pops up. Hey, pick Saturday morning. 8:30 if you want me or whoever. Just pick some good teaching. Get in your Word of God. That's what's critical. You can email me anytime during the week. I love to help people. I mean, I live for help. This is what I'm about, man. I want to help people. People need help. People want help, but they won't reach out and get it, which I don't really get. I'm not going to get sidetracked with that, but trylifeline@gmail.com. Real easy. TRYLIFELINE. trylifeline@gmail.com. Tithe your seed. Tithe to this ministry. Sow to this ministry at Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. Let's get on with this teaching, okay? And let me tell you one other thing. If you need to call up here, if you're like, Landon, listen, I'm hurt. I need prayer right now. I need a miracle from God right now. Or I just received a miracle from God. And I want to tell people that God is still God. Jesus is still on the throne. God's still on the throne. Jesus on His right hand. And He's still here to help us to this day. Call and share that. People need testimony. Bible says they overcame Him, talking about the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, by Jesus' sacrifice, and Him rising again, and the word of their testimony. Never be afraid to share the word of your testimony. Never, never be afraid. Let me tell you something else. 221-1100. I'm going to give you the phone number right now. 221-1100 is the local. 221-1100. Okay? 888-221-8990 is the out of town. 888-221-8990. If you need prayer, or you have a phenomenal praise report that glorifies God, make sure that's important. I don't want any, I did this, I did that. You got to glorify God if you're going to call here. If you have those two things, or you need prayer for something, you can call here. A couple weekends ago, a lady called me with a certain situation. I'm not going to put your laundry on the air, But I know that you're set free from that. Not set free from that. Let me correct that right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are made free from that. God's not a setter. He's a maker. Let me make that clear. God makes things happen. Man can set things in motion, but God makes things. Only God can make something out of nothing. You ready? Check this out. John 1:1. Okay? In the beginning was the Word. And we all know this verse. We blow right by this verse. We can quote it 100 times, backwards or forward. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Now I'm going to flip over physically, and I want you to do it too, to Genesis 1:1, the very first page of your Bible that starts the commentary, or not the commentary, but that starts the, it's the very first chapter of the Bible, the very first verse, the very first chapter. That should be easy to find. You ready? Check this out. Now we just read, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now watch, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. Think about that. In the beginning, God created. What is God? He's the creator. We hear that, but we don't meditate on that enough for it to get down in our spirit. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Listen to this now. God makes something out of nothing. Whether that be you, or whether you're looking for something from God, and you've got absolutely nothing to give him, nothing to sow into this, no help at all, it does not matter. God makes something out of nothing, and he did it by the Spirit and the spoken word. Please catch that. If you have to write that down, write those words. God makes something out of nothing, and he does it by the Spirit and the spoken word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father God, please help me this morning. Your word says, without you, I can do nothing, and I believe that. I've seen the works of my own hands before, Lord. Please, please speak through me this morning. Let your Holy Spirit come upon me that I may release the words that you want for your people, that I may speak by your unction only, and that my lips, I yield my tongue as the pen of a ready writer to you this morning, that you may speak through me this morning, Lord, so that we all may learn, including myself, and I don't mean to be greedy, but number one, because I need you bad. And I want you to speak through me this morning, Lord, and teach us your ways. He says right here, and he did it, and that's in Jesus' name, Father. Sorry about that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Everything, let me teach you this real quick because God quickened me when I started to speak. It's all in Jesus' name. It is the name above all names. Don't dodge it. Don't go around it. You call upon it. You get to know it. You make it your number one thing. If you can't get another word to come out of your mouth today, make it the word Jesus. Say it, Jesus. It'll change everything in your life when you become one with him. We're going to get there in a minute. So you got that? All right. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And let me stop right there and say something. They're never separate. They're never separate. So if for any reason you think you have a relationship with God, if you go out in your backyard and you face east and you fall on your face every morning at a certain time of day and you pray, Jehovah God, da 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 da, and you don't have the Word richly dwelling in you, you've been deceived. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. They're never separated. Let me make this crystal clear this morning. They are never apart. God and his word are one. If you want to be one with God, you have to be one with his word. If you want to be one with the word, you'll have to be one with God. They are never apart. Never, never try to move forward in the things of God without the word dwelling richly in you daily. It must be your number one source of food, of thought, of everything. You understand that? In the beginning was the word. The Word was with God. So if you're trying to get with God, you'll have to be in his Word. In the beginning was the Word. Very clear. And where was the Word? It was with God. And ready? And the Word was God. Now catch this one more time, and then we'll move on. And then it says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the Spirit of God moved, and God spoke the word and said, let there be light. You got to see that. It was total black darkness in the deep. There was absolute nothingness, not one thing, period. Black, dark, nothing. And the Spirit moved, and God spoke the word. That's how we are to operate. I want you to see this. God laid this principle crystal clear. Crystal clear. Okay? Many of us are trying to move forward in the things of the Lord, and we're working and we're toiling and we're spinning and we're just working our fingers to the bone, and we're exhausted and we're tired and we're busy. People say, how are you? And I'm guilty as anybody. I say, I'm busy. I'm so busy. If I could just get time, man, I'm so busy. The only thing I wish is I had time. Stop it. Stop moving forward so fast and so anxious in your own accord. You got that? It said, and the Spirit of God moved, and God spoke the word. That's how you have to operate, Christian. That's how you have to operate, church. You wait. Listen, remember, I just said, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So number one thing you have to do is be in your word daily, in your word, in your word, in your word. It's got to get in you. It's got to get in you. It's got to dwell in you richly. It's got to dwell in you richly, because when the Spirit of God moves, he's going to come upon you, and he's going to unction you and quicken you, and this fire will come up in your belly, and you'll have this overwhelming sensation to speak the word of God over something. I mean, overwhelming. You can't control it. He's got your tongue, and he's wanting you to release this word and release this word. Well, that's what happens when the Spirit of God comes upon you. But that can't happen unless you have the word of God dwelling richly down in you. God can't come to an empty well and draw water. Well, that's a lie. He's God, and he could do anything. But follow the teaching. I'm saying it this way on purpose. When you give him nothing to draw from, how's he going to bring a word out of you when it's not in you? It's your responsibility. And this is a great deal from God. The only thing you're responsible for is being daily diligent in your word, so that the word and God are one, so that you get in your word so richly, you become one with God. Now the Spirit can move. The Spirit can't move on dry ground. Dead bones can't do anything. Here's what happens. When you get that word in you richly, God can come upon you, because you've already accepted Jesus Christ. You have the Spirit of God in you. Now, with the word being planted in you, deep in you, daily, he can come upon you, and he can quicken that word and give you that unction and give you that overwhelming feeling that I have to speak this over this situation. I have to say this to this sister. I have to say this to this brother. And when you walk up and do that, because you're led by God to do it, because he's quickening you to do it, he's giving you the unction to do it, he will back you. He'll give you the power. You'll watch the authority come forth. You'll watch the manifestation of the Spirit come forth when you speak that word. We are too busy learning the word and going about speaking the word without any guidance of the Holy Spirit. You cannot do that. God and his word are one. You must be led of the Spirit. Notice in Genesis, it said, and the Spirit of God moved. God didn't speak the word first. The Spirit moved first. The Spirit of God moved, and God brought forth the word. That's how it works with you, Christian. That's how it works with you, pastors. That's how it works in your church. When you get this, you'll be lined up with God, and you will see things take place, because God is what? A maker. We talked about it this morning. He makes things happen. Okay? Excuse me. Now, let's go back here. We're going to break down this this teaching a little bit. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. If you look that word beginning up in the Greek, you know how, here comes King James Landon, man. I'm all about researching it and finding out the original meaning, because our dialect and things are different. And because of the order of time, things have gotten different from what they were then or what the meanings were then. So, okay, in the beginning, this is the order, the time, and the power. The beginning, what that word means in the Greek, the beginning means the order, the time, and the power. So God originates this. He originates the order, he originates the time, and he releases the power. Please catch this. Stop moving forward on your own accord, back up and say, Lord, I've been dealing with this situation for a day, a month, 10 years, 20 years. I don't know. But you know what, Lord? Landon's right. I'm going to stop and back up. And I'm going to spend time in your word and keep growing in your word and keep growing in your word and keep growing in your word until I grow into your likeness, until I grow into your image, until your word gets so richly in me that it begins to change me from the inside out. Now that I've become one with your word and I have the mind of Christ dwelling in me richly, now you can't just do this overnight. You're not going to get in here and find one word and all of a sudden tomorrow you're just speaking oracles of God through the Holy Ghost and making things happen. It's a process. And if you'll hang in there, and you'll hang in there, just like, well, here, the Bible says, in all labor, there's profit. If you'll labor in this word, you will profit from this word. And now the Spirit of God that's in you will be richly dwelling in you by his word, and he can come upon you and release that word through you. And you're helping God do things in his kingdom. The glory of God comes forth. And let me say this, when God does this and he begins to use you and you begin to dwell richly in his word, and he begins to speak through you richly by the Holy Spirit, you must richly glorify him. Your flesh will want to rise up, and you'll begin to think you're something. You are nothing. Do not forget that. You're precious and all these things. You are a peculiar people and all that. But as far as who made something happen, it was not you, is what I'm trying to say. The Bible says, without me, you can do nothing. So as soon as something happens, you immediately let the person know and yourself, so no pride sets in, you glorify God. You give all glory to him for what he has done. Amen? Someone with me this morning, I hope you're with me and listening this morning. If you'd like to call up here, like I told you, if you need prayer or if you need God, if you're like, look, I really want to do that, but I don't know that I've ever secured my foundation with him, Landon. I don't know for sure. Because when I was 8 years old, I went forward and I got baptized. I didn't know what I was doing. Mom and Dad told me to do it. They pulled me out of there. Mom punched me in the ribs and said, get down there, boy. I didn't know what I was doing. Get down there, girl. Did I really mean it? Did I really love him? I don't know. I'm not sure. All this time I've wondered, am I really in or not? Don't wonder. Don't be on the fence. You're welcome to call here and say, Landon, pray with me now. I want to definitely receive Christ. I want to definitely secure my foundation. I want to secure my salvation. I want to know for sure that Jesus is dwelling inside of me. And from that moment on, you can move forward in the word. The word will come in you because Christ is in you. It'll have somewhere to stick to. You can't put word in somewhere that Christ is not. If he's in you and you've received him as your savior, you'll put the word in. The word will stick to him. The word will stick to him. He'll be in there. Therefore, the Holy Spirit will be in there. It's a package deal. When you get him, you get the Holy Spirit. Now, you've got the Holy Spirit in you. You've got the Holy Spirit in you. You're putting the word in. You're putting the word in. Now, God has the option to drop on you by the Spirit. So now what's been in you and processed can now be moved upon. Until you get it in you, he can't move upon what's not there. But once Jesus sets up the throne of your heart and the Holy Spirit's inside of you, God can descend in the Spirit and move upon you and help, and you'll be his helpmate. You really will. You'll work things in this life to help people in his kingdom. Okay? So in the very beginning is the order, time, and power thing. Excuse me. Everything that came after that is subject to the beginning, which is everything as we know it. Everything, let me say this, everything is under the authority of God's order, God's time, and God's power. See how this works? It's all about him. You've got to accept Christ as your Savior and begin to put his word in, because we just read that the word and God are the same. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. So if you want to be with God, you better be with your word. And the word was God. So here we go. The word, the actual word, you look that word up in the Greek, it means something said. The divine expression, the doctrine. You got that? The word is actually something spoken, the divine expression. And when I saw that, I got really high on this one, man, because it doesn't just say divine expression or a divine expression. It says the word of God is the only one. There's no other divine expression except the word of God. It calls it the divine expression, the doctrine. Where was the word? With God. And here's what that means too. Let me break this down. That with God means according to or because of God. So when you want to move, all right, when you petition God and you say, please God, through your Spirit, let me know how to do this. I need your help. You guide me. I'll keep putting the word in, and I'll keep seeking your face through your scripture. Everything's through the scripture. You leave the scripture out, you can forget it. You're dead. I'll keep putting your word in. I'll keep putting your word in. Now, when it's time to move, you know what? You've got God on your side. He's got your back. You're going to move because of, see, you'll be with God. The word was with God. You'll be with God. You'll be one with God. Now you'll move because of God, and you'll move according to God. That's important, because if you don't move according to God, you're going to move not according to God, and what you think's going to happen is not because you thought this up. You've got to stay in the Spirit. You've got to move according to God. This with is a preposition of direction. So as long as you're moving, let me say that again now, that with God, it's a preposition of direction. It's a forward motion with Him. Don't try to move apart from Him. You've got to move with Him. As long as you're moving forward with God, then you have the according to and the because of leading you and therefore backing you. Please catch that. Please catch that. Verse 3, all things were made by Him. Now it gets real personal. It takes it from the word was with, the word, to Him. Ooh, this is getting deep. This is getting personal now. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by Him. It gets personal now. The word becomes a person. In order to use the divine expression or the according to or the because of God on God's behalf through you, you'll have to get to know the person. That's why God brings it into a Him now. The Holy Spirit is a Him. Jesus is a Him. You have to get to know them. If you want to move forward in your life, in the direction God has for your life and the purpose God has for your life, to be used by God in this world to help other people in their life and to save yourself, you'll have to get to know Him. Listen, somebody better call here. I cannot believe no one's called and said, Landon, I'm not sure if I know Him or not. And you're right. I've been moving and working and toiling and spending. I'm tired. I need Him. If you need Him, 221-1100, 221-1100, 888-221-8990. Here's why, because in Him, verse 4, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Let me say it this way, in Him was life, and the life in Him, here we go, in Him, y'all know John, I think chapter 15, Jesus goes into the vine teaching. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me and I abide in you. For the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine. He says it right here. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay, we're going to end with this light of men thing, but let me ask you this. Let me break this down real quick. In Him was life. No longer is it established that your world should operate by your ideas or your thoughts or your own unctions. Now you are established to move forward in Him. You have to be in Him. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. The life in Him was the light of men. If you look up that word light in your Greek, if you have a Strong's Concordance, check it out. It's 5457 is the number. I look it up. I challenge you to look it up. It means to shine, to make manifest, or luminousness. Luminousness. Okay, let me ask you. Do we shine? Do we, Christians? Oh, we're Christians. I'm a Christian. Do we shine? Do we manifest the glory of God? Do you, as a Christian, do you manifest the glory of God? When people see you, do they see the glory of God? When they come to your church, do they leave there and go, wow, what was that? I've never seen nothing like that. The whole place just illuminated. I felt the presence of God on me. There was a light in there. My darkness was off my back for that hour. I've never felt so free in my life. Do we manifest the glory of God? Do people identify you as luminousness? Listen to me. That's what it means. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So the life in Christ Jesus, let me say that again. The life in Christ Jesus by and through His word is the light of you. You want light in your life? You want to be separated from this world, come out of the darkness and shine for Christ? You have to be in Him. The verse says so. In Him was life, and the life in Him was the light of men. If this identity does not agree with your character, then you're not in Him. You're about Him. If that's the case, let me challenge you right now. I don't have time. I'm running out of time, but turn to Romans 10, 8 and 9, and you can have Him right now. I'm going to read it real quick anyway. It says, but what saith thee? The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth, in thy heart, that is the word of God, the word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So right now, whether you call here or not, just do that. It says right here in Scripture that if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you'll truly believe inside yourself, in your heart, that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. So say, well, Jesus, I confess you right now. In your car, at your home, at your workplace, it doesn't matter. He's the number one thing in your life. Say, Lord, I do confess you. I think you are God of God and King of Kings. I love you, Jesus Christ. I want you in my life. And if you'll believe that in your heart, you are now saved. Now you have the privilege that comes with verse 12 real quick. But as many as received him, I'm going to end with this. I want you to see this. If you just did that, you'll understand this and you'll be able to receive this. If you didn't, you won't have this. So please do that now. Please say, Jesus, come into my life. Jesus, set up the throne of my heart. I want you to be my God. I want you to be my God. And I believe you really did rise on the third day from the dead. And you really are seated at the right hand of the Father. Please accept me, Lord, in your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, to them that believe on his name. If you just did that, if you just received him, to those, he says it, but as many as received him, and then he says, to them, it's very specific. To them who? To the ones that received him. It says, he gave them power to become the sons of God. That word power is the privilege, the force, or the capacity. You now are privileged to be his son. And when I looked the word son up, you know what the first definition was? Daughter. It said child, daughter, son. So for you women, don't feel left out. He put daughter first in there. So now you are now his children. You now have the privilege of being his child. You now have the force, which is the Holy Spirit within you. And you have the capacity because you have the backing of your daddy. And then it says real quick at the end, it says, for the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Grace means the divine influence upon your heart. That is the Holy Spirit. And truth is the ability to be true to God. Because why? Because now you have the divine influence upon your heart, which is the Holy Spirit. By him on your heart leading and guiding you and directing you, you'll now have the ability to be true to God. And it says clearly, so we don't get confused and go, who was the him? In him was life, and life was the light of man. Who is this him? It says, well, grace and truth came through Moses. The law came through Moses. But grace and truth, verse 17, came by Jesus Christ. Call up here and accept him today. Call up here and accept him today. You need the divine influence upon your heart if you're going to make it in this world. And you need the ability to be true to God. Without Jesus and without the Holy Spirit set up on the throne of your heart, you don't have this ability. I love you. I'm going to stop and give a few announcements. I have not received a lot of tithe. I've not received a lot of seed being sown. I've not received a lot of help lately on this ministry. And I'm not here begging you for money. I'm asking you to pray about it. And you let the Lord lead you. You say, Lord, is this a good ministry? Can I sow my seed here? Can I trust them to do the right thing with it? Is it worth paying for this broadcast? Do I believe what they say you're saying? Ask God. Don't let me persuade your pocketbook, but ask God. Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Because I could use your help. And I believe that if you'll pray about it, seek God about it, he will unction and guide some of you to be a support for this ministry. Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I expect to hear from at least 7 people this week. All right? Email me, trylifeline@gmail.com. That's trylifeline@gmail.com. If there's anything else I can say before I go off the air, God and his word are one. You heard it for yourself. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. Get in your word and become one with God. Praise God for you. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.